第12項
Let us take the case of a child who has a good relation with his mother for a year or two and then suffers deprivation. He has passed through the first phase of social development, that of establishing a relationship, and the shock affects the second phase, in which, through personality development is proceedingly rapid, a child is still strongly attached to his mother.To whom he looks constantly for help and security. Only if she is with him or near at hand does he feel secure and so able to explore his surroundings and take an active part in life. If he is suddenly removed from her to a hospital or an institution, he is faced with a situation in which he feels terrified and with tasks which he feels to be impossible.In a situation of this kind, it is usual for such skill as has already been learnt to be lost. In these circumstances, children often go back to more babyish ways of thinking and behaving and find it very difficult to grow out of them again. One of the principles of the theory of learning is that an individual cannot learn a skill unless he has a friendly feeling towards his teacher and is ready to identify himself with her. Now, this positive attitude towards his mother is either lacking in a deprived child or, if present, is mixed with keen resentment. How early in a child's life deprivation causes a definitely hostile attitude is debatable, but it is certainly evident for all to see in the second year.No observation is more common than that of the child separated for a few weeks or months during the second or third year, failing to recognize his mother on reunion. It seems probable that this is sometimes a true failure to recognize, based on a loss of the capacity to identify. At others, it is certain that it is refusal to recognize, since the children, instead of treating their parents as though they were strangers,are deliberate in their avoidance of them. The parents have become hated people. This hostility is variously expressed. It may take the form of tempers and violence. In older children, it may be expressed in words. All who have treated such children are familiar with the violence of their fantasies against the parents who they feel have deserted them.Such an attitude not only is incompatible with their desire for love and security and results in acute conflicts, anxiety, and depression, but is clearly a hindrance to their future social learning. So far from admiring their parents and wishing to become like them, one side of their nature hates them and wishes to avoid having anything to do with them.In other cases, a child has suffered so much pain through making relationships and having them interrupted that he is reluctant ever again to give his heart to anyone for fear of its being broken. And not only his own heart, he is afraid, too, to break the heart of new persons whom he might love because he might also vent his anger on them. Older children are sometimes aware of this and will remark,We had better not become too familiar, for I'm afraid I'll get angry with you then. It is feelings such as these which underlie a child's shutting into himself.